This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, what is real estate syndication? But before we get started, I just want to touch base with you guys and see how you are all doing. And I hope you guys are doing great out there. I hope that you're learning a lot through the podcasts and our articles that we have in our blog. Any other books you might be reading or other podcasts you're listening to, we hope you're picking up some good information about getting started in real estate investing. Well, I don't have a lot of announcements to make. We do have some exciting things on the front here. For those of you that are investors, if you have not signed up for our investor newsletter, please do so because we will share with only the people that we really have contact with through that investor newsletter about the deals that we might be in the process of doing. So if you haven't done that already, do so. If you don't get our regular newsletter that announces the podcast, that's real easy to do. You just go to our website at olddogsreinetwork.com and there'll be a pop-up there, or it also says that there's a little thing over there says our newsletter or something like that, and you click on it, and then that'll sign you up for our newsletter. And in that newsletter, we have another link that will help you to sign up for our investors newsletter, or you can just go to the Manicero Properties website, and that is Manicero, M-A-N-A-S-S-E-R-O, properties.com, and you can sign up there for the investor newsletter. Well, anyway, speaking of investing, we have a topic today that is something that we talk a lot about, and sometimes I realize, gee, you know, we're talking about this thing called real estate syndication, but you may not, you know, fully understand what that is. But what we're just trying to do is to provide maybe just some clarification and what exactly it is, because we do talk about it. And there are a number of old dogs here that listen to the show that are already investing in syndications. They may be doing it through a crowdfunding site. They may be doing it through a syndicator that they know. That is a nice way also to invest in real estate, where you don't really have to do a lot. You can invest in real estate, get the good returns without having to worry about the landlording aspects of it and some of the more bigger challenges of having rental properties. So this is what we're talking about today. What is real estate syndication? And this is just an overview, and I will go into more detailed aspects of syndication in other subsequent podcast. Making money in real estate is something that we all are interested to. I would think so, and at least anybody listening to this show, right? And it's the desire of every property investor. There are many real estate investment strategies to choose from. And as I mentioned, you can buy rental properties, you can buy syndication, you can buy REITs, you can buy deeds and notes and liens and all kinds of different things without having to necessarily buy rental properties, which is what we talk about the majority of the time on this show. But a real estate syndication is just one of these strategies. And before you decide to get involved, however, there are a number of questions you need to ask yourself. For one, you have to understand what you're investing in to be successful at it. That's just like anything, right? This means having a clear understanding of what a real estate syndication is, how it works, its pros and cons, whether you should join a syndication or start your own, and how to do either, right? So let's start first with the question, what is a real estate syndication? Now, some of you may not be familiar with the term and may be asking yourselves, what is a real estate syndication? So do not worry, I am going to explain. A real estate syndication is quite similar to real estate partnerships, which you may have heard about, and it is the pooling of funds from a number of investors to channel them into the acquisition of an investment property. So real estate syndication is an effective way for real estate investors to invest in properties that might be too expensive for individual investors. Now, that's kind of a cool thing about it. You think about it, like an office building. Maybe it's a 50-story office building. You might not be able to buy that on your own, although maybe some listening that can. But this would be the kind of thing that you just wouldn't have access to in terms of investments. But through syndications, you can actually be a part owner in something that big or even larger that gives you an opportunity to get some of the great returns that some of the most successful real estate investors have access to. So financial resources are not all that goes into investment property. The real estate investors that have skills to offer or experience also contribute to the syndication in an important way. After all, it can be hard for individual investors to manage such investments without efficient rental property management. This is because these real estate investments are usually large and exclusive, but offer much greater returns. So for example, you have a house, you've got a tenant, you can go over there if there's a problem with the, you know, with the toilet, or there's a problem with the, you know, an issue, or, you know, to even collect the rent. And, but when you're talking about, let's say, a property that may have 100 units, for example, every toilet that has a problem, for whatever it may been, it's really difficult for a single person or even a couple of people to handle. You need a team to handle something like that. So how does a real estate syndication work? A real estate syndication is a transaction between a group of investors and a syndicator or sponsor, or it could be also the managing team of that group too. The sponsor is responsible for the investment property search, obtaining the cash investment, acquisition, and management of the real estate. The investors are the individuals who are responsible for most of the investment property financing. As a result, the real estate investors own a percentage of the investment property and get the benefits of ownership. The investors may be just a few people, or it could be hundreds. A real estate syndication can be structured as a corporation, limited partnership, or limited liability company. So, you see, the answer to the question, what is a real estate syndication, is quite simple. The harder question is whether or not you should get involved in one. For that, I present you with some pros and cons to help you decide. On this show, we try to provide both sides of things. Even though we're involved in syndication, I want to present you, you know, realistically with both sides of the coin here, so you can look at it as something, you might want to do or not. I'm not interested. So these are some of the advantages first, and then I'll do the disadvantages. Number one, diversification. Diversification is a good way to protect yourself against significant risk and financial loss. Buying multiple investment properties to diversify is easier for a real estate syndicator than for an individual investor. Therefore, this strategy allows real estate investors to benefit from diversification even when they have limited funds. And it can be a mix too. I know people that own properties and are very active as landlords of those properties, but they're also investing in syndications and getting anywhere from 5, 10, you know, 15, 20% returns, depending on what the syndication is. So it is sort of a way to diversify yourself, but you're still within that nice zone of real estate, which is a tangible asset, as opposed to stocks and bonds and others. Not to say that they're all bad, but you don't have quite the safety and security that you would have necessarily. Number two, you have access to different real estate investment opportunities. Now, with property syndicates, investors gain access to different investment opportunities that may not have been able to invest in alone. For example, commercial properties are some of the best investment opportunities. However, this asset class usually has high property prices. Since real estate syndications enable investors to pool their funds, investors can gain access to this asset class. They can do this without too much investment of their personal funds or exposing themselves to credit risk. A lot of commercial real estate out there was actually acquired using some form of a syndicated structure. So again, the access to different real estate investment opportunities, it's true. Right now, there's a huge demand for apartment buildings. Most of us can't go out and buy a, you know, $3, $5, $10 million apartment building, but you can participate and actually become a part owner through syndication. Another advantage is the ability to be a passive investor. A real estate syndication structure enables the investors to have passive investments while the sponsor handles the aspects of the rental property management and the day-to-day duties of the project. Not every investor has the time to search for and analyze several properties to find the best investment properties. However, there are many real estate syndication companies across the United States that do this. The sponsor in such companies are responsible for activities like doing due diligence, finding profitable investment properties, hiring the property manager, handling investor relations, etc. Once the real estate investor has provided funds, the only thing he or she has to do is cash that monthly or quarterly check. As a matter of fact, you don't even need to be an expert in real estate investing to start making money that way. The fourth advantage here is sharing risks. Real estate is a risky business. There are risks that are very real that you have to be aware of. And however, investing in a real estate syndication will help you to split the risk rather than carry them on your shoulders alone. So now let's take a look at the disadvantages of investing in a real estate syndication. One, you have no control over the investment properties. Now, as an investor, it depends. A lot of sponsors, you know, like feedback from their investors. And sometimes if there's too many, it's kind of difficult to always get yourself heard. Sometimes there's not really an opportunity to be able to contribute to the decisions being made. So that may be something you may not like to do. Limited partner investor usually has limited control, and they have to put their trust in that sponsor to manage the investment property successfully. Illiquidity. So investments in a property syndicate are illiquid and cannot be easily traded. Therefore, in the event of emergency, cashing out your investment quickly is nearly impossible. It is possible. It has been done. People can sell their interests to somebody else, but it's not real easy to do. So those are a few of the key, you know, disadvantages. Should I join or start a real estate syndication? That's kind of the next question that follows. I kind of shared with you the advantages and disadvantages. Again, just a real light overview here. Let's look at how people get involved. You can choose to either join or start your own syndication. Joining a property syndicate requires you to scout out real estate syndication websites, maybe a crowdfunding site, or use your real estate network to find one. You can scout them down just like you do if you're looking for single family homes. You try to find brokers that might have listings. You look on LoopNet. There's a lot of different ways you can find properties. We tend to lean more towards finding off market because that's where you find the better deals. But there are a lot of different ways to find properties. You'll need to do a lot of homework prior to investing. Knowing how to evaluate a real estate syndication is important when choosing one to join. You need to check out the company sponsors and really make sure you feel comfortable with the sponsors and or their management team. You need to look at their track record. What's the profit split? Asset management, how's that being handled? Investor relations and exit strategies are among some of those things that you really need to know and learn about. If you don't want to join one and you actually want to start your own, it's a little bit more complicated, but maybe not. It's a matter of just educating yourself, doing your research, you know, talking to other people that have done syndications. There's some great books out there. There's some great resources that you can find a lot of that out. So here are some steps that you would need to follow if you actually wanted to start your own real estate syndication. You know, again, pick a real estate investing niche that you feel comfortable with. Decide on, you know, the niche, I mean, like it could be self-storage, it could be apartments, it could be office buildings, trailer parks, a lot of different niches there. Decide on an investment strategy and how would you, you know, how you plan on finding the properties that you want. Design a real estate syndication business plan, you know, not just finding the property, but how are you going to turn that property around so that it produces a good return for your investors. That's the big thing, is that you, when you become a syndicator, you are designing something that will be ideal for your investors with the idea that, hey, this goes really great. And next one you do, you'll have a lot more investors that are interested in getting involved. So you really want to create something that is good for your investors. Then you have to find investors, and that's another process too, as well as find properties. Looking at should you start or join a syndication will vary from one person to another. Depending on your financial background and your skill set, you can choose to get involved as an investor or a sponsor. When done right, it can be a win-win investment for both parties. So that's just a rough overview. One more thing I might add is you may hear terms like GP and LPs. A GP is a general partner. Those are the people that are part of the management team that are behind the decisions being made with the project or the property. And then there's LPs, which are limited partners. And those are generally people that come in and participate with a fixed amount of money that is their investment, of which they get paid returns on. And at the end, when the property is sold, they also get a chunk of the equity as well. So those are some of the overviews. There's a lot of other elements I could have touched on here, sort of how you're paid in a syndication and some other aspects. But again, I'm giving you an overview, something that you can take a look at and explore even further if you have an interest. That is it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything I presented here can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode on what is a real estate syndication. Till next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.